Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, and good morning, colleagues. On behalf of my delegation, let me warmly congratulate you on your election as chair of this preparatory committee and assure you of our full support as you exercise your duties. Let me also give thanks to you, your team, and to the ISU for organizing this meeting. We are delighted that we have been able to meet in person following the past difficult 18 months. In-person meetings are crucial to effective multilateralism and to be able to drive forward important work in this convention. Mr. Chair, the United Kingdom greatly values the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons as a key element of international humanitarian law. It is a unique instrument, both in its scope and structure, and in its dynamic nature. We therefore look forward to the sixth review conference as an opportunity to evaluate the strength of our convention, the implementation of its provisions, and the future work we need to undertake to ensure its continued relevance and responsiveness. The United Kingdom urges states parties to abide by their obligations under the protocols of the convention. And we encourage those not yet party to accede to the convention without delay. The United Kingdom has not yet ratified Protocol 5 of the convention, but we continue to keep this matter under active review. Mr. Chair, allow me now to set out some of the issues my delegation will prioritize at the review conference. My delegation remains concerned about increasing reports of alleged indiscriminate use of weapons against civilians, including IEDs and incendiary weapons. The United Kingdom condemns the unlawful use of these weapons against civilians, which is a clear violation of international humanitarian law. We would like to thank both IED coordinators, Ms. Diana Esperanza Castillo and Colonel Pascal Levent, who have continued to maintain momentum on IEDs in spite of the delays to the convention schedule. To keep the CCW robust and relevant, it must remain seized of matters that directly relate to its protocols. We therefore look forward to contributing to a full debate on IEDs and incendiary weapons at the review conference. The United Kingdom continues to acknowledge that mines other than anti-personnel mines are legitimate weapons, but we urge parties to ensure that they are used in accordance with IHL to ensure adequate protection of civilians. The United Kingdom supports the inclusion of MATAPAM on the CCW agenda. The question of the work of the GGE on emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapons systems will clearly be a major area of focus at the review conference, and we will set out our views on this question later in more depth under Agenda Item 10. Finally, Mr. Chair, the United Kingdom remains concerned at the serious financial situation of the CCW due to persistent non-payment or late payment by some states' parties. The United Kingdom urges all participating states to settle all outstanding amounts promptly. Throughout this review cycle, and in particular as chair of the 2017 meeting of high contracting parties, the UK has worked closely with the UN and other delegations to improve the financial situation of the convention. The review conference is also an important moment to review the implementation of the measures we have adopted and consider how to put the finances and the implementation support unit of our convention on a more sustainable footing. I thank you, Mr. Chair.